Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Wita Weimer, and she is Executive Director of the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. Good morning to you, Wita.
Good morning, LaVon.
At noon today, you're having a meeting at the Chamber office about the Silver Cord program. That's going to be new to a whole lot of us. What is the Silver Cord program?
The Silver Cord program is a volunteer-based program that a lot of civic organizations partner with student organizations, and this one in particular, the high school, and it is an graduation incentive program that graduating seniors with 200 hours of volunteer hours will graduate with a Silver Cord, and they also have the eligibility to a $500 scholarship from the Atlantic Area Chamber.
Now, that last part, I assume that kind of varies from place to place. This is, I assume, a national program. This is not brand new with Atlantic.
It is not brand new with Atlantic. I've done a little bit of research, and I haven't found it nationally, but it's definitely all across the state in Iowa. I became familiar with it when I was a Main Street director in Corning, and there's one in Dallas Center, Ames, all over, like, population size from 500 to 5,000. There are Silver Cord programs throughout the state.
Okay, so it's about time that we got started here, and you are getting that started. So let's mention the meeting this noon. Who can come? You know, I've said it's at noon, and it's at the Chamber office, but who's invited?
We are inviting any business or civic organization in the community that has volunteer opportunities available. The goal is to educate as many different organizations as we can on this program, because the more people that are involved with the Silver Cord program, the more opportunities the students will have, the more choices they have, and ultimately the more successful the program will be.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of the organizations, you know, I just hear, and I know you hear, organizations are having so much trouble staying put together. They want to do projects, and they can't get enough volunteers. So this is a real plus for the community and for organizations. But let's talk about pluses for the students.
I think this program will allow students to try different things. It'll put them in those leadership roles. And most importantly, I think it'll give them that community pride that I think they already have for their school, but if they're out and they're painting the side of a building as a volunteer project, they're probably not going to go vandalize it, or they're going to come back 20 years later and say, I helped paint that building, and be proud of it. And hopefully it'll build those relationships within the community, help with those leadership roles, and just give them let them kind of try different things, whether they're volunteering for Master Gardeners and planting flowers or helping plan Atlantic Fest. It gives them a variety of events and activities to kind of try out to see what they like.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it maybe is a path to a career if they're getting, yes, to try out in various ways. And I heard you say a number of times about leadership opportunities. So, you know, maybe they volunteer for something and then they say, well, I could kind of help plan this. So it could lead in all different ways just besides, I mean, I think sometimes we talk about volunteer work, we just think about the grubby, hard work, but it's beyond that.
Absolutely, I agree. I think that you might find a student that jumps in and it's like, oh, I can, I'm trying to think.
Well, I'm thinking, all of a sudden, I'm thinking computer work.
Yes, computer work. That's great. We actually, for Silver Cord, would like to have an online resource, and I'm hoping to find a high school volunteer that'll help us figure out what that online resource is. I think it's great for them to get involved in the community, because we have a lot of established volunteers, but having that youth help us, we can help. They might see something that they want to do, and if they're volunteering to do one thing, they might see an opportunity. Oh, I can make a difference. I might be able to plan this with the help of, mm-hmm, the adults or the organization that they're helping with.
And in my past experiences, in my past career, it often people wanted to plan things for youth and then kind of say, okay, come on, kids, come. And that's not the way that it works out best.
No, I agree with you, LaVon. I think you have to have the people there that are going to be at the event helping you plan it, because it creates that passion and determination, and they're excited about it, and they want to be there, and they invite their friends, and it just overall makes all events and programs more successful when the volunteers that are helping you are passionate about it. So definitely agree with you on that one.
And you talked about ownership, again, very in a lot of different ways, that ownership is so, so important. So what do organizations need to do? What, you know, how is this going to progress? You're giving out information kind of starting today with this meeting, and I'm sure you're going to be doing other programs for groups, et cetera. But what happens next?
So we're going to have a meeting today. It's an educational meeting for all of our civic organizations. We're also going to have one the first or second week of September for those that couldn't make today's meeting. Then on Monday, the 31st, we're rolling this out to the students. Chamber staff, along with some volunteers, will be there to show a short video to all the students and then answer some questions. On the organizational business side of it, if you want to be involved with Silver Cord, we have put together a pre-approval form that organizations need to fill out. And what that is your mission statement, a brief description of what your organization is, hopefully a volunteer opportunity a quarter, and those people that the organizations that fill that list out will be pre-approved and put on a list that students can just pick up that list and say, oh, I want to volunteer for the Chamber, or oh, I want to volunteer for Kiwanis, and they don't have to get their opportunity pre-approved first because they took it from that list. So if there's another opportunity outside of that list, they can still volunteer for it, but they have to take it to their guidance counselor first and be like, is this okay if I do this? And then they get signed off on it. So it's helping the students skip that step. It's also helping our organizations be more familiar with the students, because if they have a long list of organizations they can read through them, they might not even know that organization is there. Whether they volunteer for them or not, it might depend on the opportunity, but they at least know, oh, wow, we have 20 civic organizations. That's a lot of opportunity. So I think that is something that not all Silver Cord programs do, but it's something I thought was important to help students be familiar with the organizations, and also for us to be able to have those organizations and just have them kind of be our go-to organizations. Because if they're filling out the approval form and giving us that information, I know they're serious. I know they want to help out, and it'll just be beneficial, I think, both the students and the organizations to complete that form.
You know, in having students especially, but they pass the word on to others, know about organizations kind of fits with, you know, I just talked about this on Monday, people saying in town, there's nothing to do here. Well, it's mostly a lack of knowledge. So yes. Another really great point to have that list ready for the students to look at, and if they don't join, maybe they go home to their parents and say, did you know?
Absolutely. I think educating and knowledge is power. The more people know, the more they're going to get involved, hopefully. Or maybe they just need to step outside their door.
Exactly.
Or in their backyard.
Or in their backyard, exactly. There's lots of opportunities there. So when a student volunteers, are there some guidelines for what the students are expected to do other than make the first contact?
There are guidelines. The students will have to take home a parent consent form first to get that signed off on. And then with the pre-approved ones, those organizations will be knowledgeable enough to know what students can and cannot do. And the other ones, that's why we have that approval process, is to make sure it's an organization that's not going to have students be doing something they're not supposed to.
Like climbing trees 50 feet. I mean, you're using chainsaws. I know there must be a list there that says these are not appropriate things for students to do. Yes, okay.
We have created a list of things that aren't that aren't creditable Silver Cord hours, like babysitting your little sister, or if you're part of a Boy Scout club, going to meetings isn't necessarily a volunteer opportunity, but if you decide on your own to go out and help with the animal shelter because Boy Scouts introduced you to that, then that's fine. So there are some criteria there, and the students will have all that in a packet that they receive, and the civic organizations that are involved will also know, like, and I don't want to, it's kind of like for National Honor Society, I think would be a good example. You have to have so many volunteer hours for that. Those won't be applicable to Silver Cord. They have to be outside of that. And there's also, we're really encouraging students to have at least 3 different civic organizations they're volunteering for. They cannot have over 50% with one organization, because we want the students to try different things with different organizations.
Okay, just, you know, the program initially, when you just say it is pretty simple, but there are also those guidelines, and mm-hmm. So coming to the meeting this noon at the Chamber would be a good start, but I know you answer individual questions, and Wita, if a if an organization wanted you to come and do a presentation for them as their program, would you be willing to do that?
I would be willing to do that. Ultimately, the goal is to get as many people here to this meeting and then the one in September so they can go back and tell their organization. But if there's a lot of questions, I'd be happy to come present to that organization. I've kind of presented this to Kiwanis and Rotary, so just starting there. But yes, I'd definitely be happy to give you the ins and outs of the program.
Okay, an exciting new program called the Silver Cord Program. Come this noon to the chamber to get more information or find out where else that's going to happen. We want to thank you very much, Wita Weimer, who's the executive director for the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. And Thomas Edison said, many of life's failures are people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up.